You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Wig Hackers Podcast with your host, Daniel Coy. Sup guys? How you doing? It's Monday. Or whenever you're listening to this. But today, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. I want to let people know that it is okay to not get something the first time. Like, just because someone else, like, I know we look at outside, especially right now in this time that we're in, our little bubbles, and we're always on social media and we're looking at other people and what they're doing and how they're doing it. I mean, myself included, like, I can go down those spirals. You know, I call them the black holes, where you just keep scrolling. And like, it could be really like almost disheartening. And don't let other people and their journey like dim your passion. Okay. And I mean, I wish I had a mirror in front of me that I can say this to myself, because I go in these dark places, you know, especially when I take my pills. I'm just scrolling and like people are just like, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're, you know, they're just doing all these things. And like, I'm sitting here like not doing it. So don't compare. Your journey is your journey. And I know this is like very like rah-rah shish kumbah, but like it really is. I'm getting older, so I'm kind of looking back at things and where I've been and what I've gone through and where I'm going. And it just makes it so difficult if you distract yourself so much on other people's stuff. You know what I really want to say. Like, that's their stuff and they're posting, which is great, you know? And like, I don't know, I'm used to being in my own little bubble and not having anyone really to look towards. So don't let other people's successes dim your own. Like, that's really what it is. Like, call it jealousy, envy, like all the above. We all have had it. All the time. Like, but that's because I'm a fighter. I love a challenge. I also love winning. Like, I do love winning. But for some reason, my winning is never good enough for me. Ooh. Wow, that was a stab in my own chest. I always want to do better. I always want to do better things, create better projects, work with better people, you know, learn new things. And for me, I really want to inspire other people, you know, and I could give you like how I've done it. But that's not necessarily how you should do it. You know, I can hack a wig to the cows come home. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I've had to do, you know. But I also can make a wig from scratch. And I can also just do the hard front and make it look real good. You know what I mean? So, like, you have to take your strengths and know them. I'm only talking about this because I've been creating this content and I have to toot my own horn and I hate it. I really do. I really do not enjoy that. So, tooting your own horn is never fun. But then I'm on social media and I'm looking at all these other people, like people are already working and I'm still not working, but I'm kind of working on a different project. So it's just weird. So don't let other people's successes, because that's all they post, right? That's all we really post. And they're posted. Well, no, I posted some down days. I don't look good in all my photos. Filters included. I don't let that discourage you from your own path. Because what it's doing is that is literally taking precious time away from you and what you need to be doing. You know, like your path and what you should be doing, like, you need to focus on it. Like, it's more that, you know, a like's a like, but to be honest, like time it out, give yourself a certain time to do it. I've been trying to wake up earlier and get most of my heavy, heavy thinking done earlier in the morning. It seems to be working, but even though like right now it's like almost 9 p.m. and I'm doing a podcast. Just because, you know, but don't let other people like, yeah, I just don't. I know I feel so grandma. Sorry. But like just your path, whatever it may be, and it could be whatever you want it to be. Like, that's like the next, like the bigger thing. Like, there is no book. There's no one book for anything. And whatever field it's in, you know, I just talk about wigs and hair and TV and film and Broadway and theater and, you know, trying to look for the lace, you know, but like any field, you know. And like, I know a lot of people now are looking for a recession-proof career and just career and doing. And wigs are great. It's an awesome place to like go into it and really like be a part of something, and you can create and you don't need people technically. They can just send you their little bubble and you can just be like, here's an email. Here you go, babe. So like it could be completely like a new avenue. I have a lot of people that are coming to me who have full-time jobs and I get it. I understand. But this is their real passion. Like, I can tell. So you just need to make sure you set some goals, some objectives, you know, for yourself, and really come up with a plan. I know that's coming from me, which there is no, I have no plan. This is the most planned my life has been during a pandemic. Has been the most planned out I have ever been. It's funny too. Like, I'm talking to like people who work for me and I work for them and all this. And we're just like all these things and how they come about and how they got done. Always backwards. First and foremost, if there is a way to do it backwards, hello, how are you? I have done it that way. You know, most people like, you know, you start at the bottom and you work your way up. No. Not me. No. So remember, your way is your way and enjoy it. Like, I know just going back from like show to show, like what I've worked on, in the moment it's work, but then once it's passed, it becomes part of your story. So remember that, like your story is part of your process. And that process is going to make you who you are, you know, and who knows if we stay in each other's lives, you listen, keep listening to my podcast and keep making them, you know, who knows where it will go and who knows how far you will go unless you try. And no, what happens? They say no. So try. Because the answer is still no, even if you don't try. Ooh, she went. Sorry about that, guys. But I'm going to wrap that one up. But thank you for listening. First and foremost, I do want you to just do one thing that either you've been wanting to do, trying to do, or you know what, go anywhere and find some kind of something that you want to do and just do it. Just one thing, whatever it may be. If it's a visionary board, if it's getting more clear on what you want to do, or if it's setting a date to switch that job. Like, is it time to let go of things that are not helping you and not fulfilling you? So welcome to the Monday Preaching, Daniel. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in on Friday for the next one, and we will have some more fun and good times. Check out all my socials. There's probably something going on because that's how it goes here. And let me know if you do have any questions, comments, queries, concerns. Let me know. Send me a message. Hit me up. I wanna start talking more. I want to talk to you more. You know, what's in your brain? What do you want to hear me discuss? All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. Toots. Great rebrand. They have so many different brushes now, and they're really trying to get people who used to use them again. And I can't even believe that it was in my kit already. So I'm definitely getting more brushes. I'm probably going to be doing some posts on them on Instagram and social media, just so you can see what's in my kit, because I do a whole section on that. So I will literally show you. I think they're already in one of my videos. But these are absolutely amazing. They are ceramic. They have all different types. They have boar's hair. They have synthetic hair. They have everything you need. So I would definitely check them out. So support.com. SPORNETTE. All right. So they have some great brushes, and also it's tangle free, and literally coming out with some brand new ones. They have one that is like great for just extensions. They have some for teasing combs. They have teasing brushes, and also they have. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.